We're joined
Yeah.
now by Linus O'Brien, who is the director of Strange Journey, the story of Rocky Horror. An incredible film. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Really a beautiful film. Really wonderful. I'm a huge Rocky Horror fan, so I'm one of those people. I've
Great.
been seeing the film since 1976.
Amazing.
I'm from Chicago, so the Biograph Theater was the thing
Right.
in the late 70s and early 80s while I was there. Saturday night, man, it was the place to be. I'm kind of surprised it's taken so long for someone to make a documentary, and I guess that's to your advantage because you're certainly the person to make that film, and you
Yeah.
have, yes. So we all know your father, Richard O'Brien, is the creator and star of Rocky Horror. But of course you know him as Dad. Talk
Yeah.
about your life with this incredible man.
Well, I mean, it's funny because people ask me, what was it like growing up with him? Was it with someone who had such a, strange career? But, he was just my dad. That was his office job. I mean, it was a strange office job, but, that's what it was. So I really didn't know any different, I guess if I had come into his life like I was adopted or something, then it would seem out there. But it, just he was just that's what he did. That was his job, and it seemed completely normal. Rocky would come into our lives at various points, for anniversaries or a new stage production or convention or something like that. And that would be it, really. Two or three times a year, we'd have Rocky in our lives, and then our lives would continue. So it just, obviously, it's taken on a bit more importance with the 50th anniversary coming up. I came up with the idea for the documentary about 3 years ago, and it was inspired by the comments I saw under a YouTube clip of "I'm Going Home," and that's obviously featured in the movie as well. So the combination of seeing those comments and the 50-year anniversary was what inspired me to make the documentary.
Nice. At what age were you first allowed to experience Rocky Horror?
I saw it when I was 4 years old in 19. It would be, yeah, because it would probably be 1976. Was it 70 or 77? I saw it at the what was the King's Road Theatre. So it was the original stage production, but it had moved from the theatre upstairs to the Classic Cinema and to the Isolde. So 1973. Yeah, it would be in 1977 probably. I saw it.
Incredible, because many people are really familiar with the film and maybe haven't seen it on stage. Two sort of distinct experiences, but of course, very linked.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing is that, obviously the various productions change over the years, right? So the stage production that was at the Royal Court Theatre upstairs was very different from the one that came to the Classic and the Isolde, just merely because of the theatre upstairs only held seated 60 people, and the Classic was like 250, and then the Isolde, I think, was probably like, I don't know, 500, 600 maybe. And the stage design was different for both of them. So, yeah, I mean, it changed depending on where the venue was. But I guess the original, and as it's changed over the years, the stage production has been fluid and changed. I mean, when the original stage production was very scary, and it wasn't just because I was very young that I found it scary. I was t talking to the musical arranger, Richard Hartley, and I said, "God, my memory is of it being really scary." He was like, "You are right. It was very scary. They used to have these clear, they were kind of semi-translucent masks that the ushers used to wear, and they used to put them on and lead people to the seats, and they never said a word. So it created this real foreboding in the theater as soon before you got in. And as they say in the movie, they created immersive theater by doing that. So yeah, it was really ahead of its time in its in the ideas behind it."
And so how long did it run in London?
After the
In
Isolde, it
taping.
transferred to the Comedy Theatre in the West End, and so I think it was roughly about 10 to 11 years was that initial production run. And then it left the West End for a while, and then it went to it came back in 19, I want to say 1994, something like that.
Wow. And
Yeah.
it was on Broadway, but didn't do very well.
Yeah, it was just 38 shows on Broadway, but as Lou Ladler says in the movie, it could have closed after the first night. The reviews were so bad. They made a mistake putting it, if they had taken it off Broadway, it would still be running today, is my belief. But because they put it into a regular, on Broadway, no one was happy with that. The critics and they just weren't having it. Like anything that came from LA was seen as less than. So, yeah. And it didn't help that they put on the poster, here's the hit from London, LA, get ready, Rocky is on its way, or something like that. That really made them upset. So, what can you do?
Broadway, it's sort of celebrating a big birthday Broadway, and
Yeah.
it's a really interesting article. I think it was in New York Magazine that's like Broadway was always more of a concept. It was
Right.
a bunch of theaters, but it was always a horrible neighborhood, and
Right.
all this marketing tool. Oh, Broadway as we know
Yeah, I
it
know.
now.
It's funny. And now it's coming back to Studio 54, the stage production, next year.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's for the third time it's coming back now.
Well, that's a great venue to see a show.
Yeah, I it's a perfect place for it, really.
Oh, nice. Will your father be there?
I don't know, he doesn't travel very much these
Oh,
days. So, yeah, it would be a bit, I mean, he might, but he's 83, he doesn't like to travel. So, I mean, he's physically able to do it, but he's mentally he doesn't like to travel, so I'm not sure.
I'm sure it's going to be a huge hit. I'm
We'll
sure.
see. I think it's a limited run, 6 months, which is probably the way to do it, and if it does well, they'll extend it, and if it just will last for 6 months, I think that's fine too.
Nice. Has the cast been announced?
No, I hasn't. I've had a couple of people who've wanted to audition, so I actually must reach out to the powers that be and see if they can audition.
I mean,
Yeah.
it's such a groundbreaking show, groundbreaking film to think this was happening in the 70s. In the queer community, we're used to these themes. Even then, we thought about transgender issues much differently as gay men,
Yeah.
but it holds up so well. I watch it a couple times a year, so I'm
Yeah.
always sort of seeing it, and it just always surprises me how there's nothing out of sync with the way we think about those issues today.
Yeah. It's very strange. I think the Rocky works on many different levels. I think, you've got the performance of Tim Curry, which is iconic. My dad's music, which is very strong. It's probably the main reason that people keep coming back. Then there's the transgressive themes. Then there's the integration of those genres, the Frankenstein, horror, science fiction. So it's just got so many things going on. And I think that's what happens when something has that kind of longevity, it's never just one thing. It's usually working on multiple levels. And I think the thing that also that gets overlooked is that it's full of joy and happiness. I think if it had been darker or more sinister or was banging you over the head, like preaching to you, I think it would have got a lot more friction and pushback. But because it's so full of joy, it's kind of hard to battle against something that is so joyful. So,
True. That's true.
yeah.
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 It just looks like Tim Curry is having a riot. I mean, the entire
Yeah.
cast. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's camp, but it doesn't sort of devolve into silliness or goofiness.
Yeah. I
There's
mean, the storyline is crazy. The storyline is absolutely insane,
bonkers,
and that,
right?
they're eating Eddie at the end of the movie. I mean, it's crazy.
Wait, so what are some of your favorite moments in the show or the film?
Well, my favorite songs are "I'm Going Home" and "Superheroes." I think they're very poignant, those songs. And what's so funny about it, right, is the majority of the songs before that are all this kind of raucous rock and roll, very energetic, high energy songs, and then it ends on such a somber and poignant way that, you know, it really kind of, oh wow, it kind of elevates everything that you've been seeing before. Because if it ended like just on a flash bang, like you'd kind of go, okay, well, that's what it is. But then when it ends in that emotional way, you have to question what you've seen before, and you're like, oh, actually, maybe this is more serious than I took it before. You know, and the lyrics of Superheroes, the last verse, I mean, that's so dope, right? What is it? It's got and stranded on the planet's face, some insects called the human race, lost in time and lost in space and meaning. That's super dope, you know. You know,
Absolutely.
yeah, you know, hats off to my dad. He really
Oh.
pulled those songs out of thin air and made something that should be mentioned in the same breath as West Side Story and all of those musicals, you know. So it's, yeah, it's really nice to be able to celebrate his work and just give something to the fans to celebrate.
Absolutely. I mean, there isn't a weak song in the, I see Wicked and I think, okay, there are a couple of great songs. I mean, I see Rocky Horror and I think every single song is amazing. I mean,
I
something that, a song that shouldn't just sort of be a toss off, like Touch a Touch, Touch Me,
know.
or the song that Rocky sings after being created. I mean, the lyrics are amazing. The songs, I mean, the Meatloaf song is cats, cats.
I think what those songs represent is how much my dad was influenced and loved 50s rock and roll. I mean, as soon as he heard Little Richard start singing, he was all the way there. And that energy and passion and joy for those 50s rock and roll songs are totally imbued into Rocky. And then you combine the time that they were living in, which is glam rock. So you've got basically those very hooky guitar riffs from like the Rolling Stones mixed with 50s rock and roll. And just like with shades of punk coming up, I mean, yeah, it's really something very, very unique.
I listen to the soundtrack all the time, watch the film all the time. It
Right.
holds up so well.
Yeah.
And your father sort of enhances your film with such incredible insight and introspection. I mean, it's really touching. It's really touching. I mean, did you expect this all along? Is he always that sort of candid and
I mean, to be honest, we didn't. I knew he might be quite reticent to delve into more of the emotional things, and so it was, you know, I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable, but I also wanted to try and explore that stuff, and we got just the moments that we needed. There are times where I think, oh, maybe I should have delved a little bit more into this or that, but when I look at the movie as a whole, we made the movie that we wanted to make, and I don't think there's that much room for improvement. Maybe there was a like maybe we could have gone a little bit deeper in family and stuff like that, but it I think I really feel like we tried to give everything the space that it needed. And we're very adamant about keeping it to 90 minutes. We wanted it to feel, I think it's very important when you're watching a documentary or maybe anything, but particularly a documentary, that you want to have like almost like a metronome speed in your head. Like a click, 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 click. Like, so you're totally engaged. Every story leads to the next. You don't dwell on anything too long, and you're given everything that you need. And it doesn't matter so much if you wanted a little bit more of the theater, or you wanted a little bit more of the movie, or you wanted a little bit more of the emotional stuff, or the LGBTQ themes. Or there's the classic line of always leave them wanting more. And I think that there's probably a little bit of that in all of those subjects. So, you know, the reception that we had at South by Southwest, we had a 6-minute standing ovation. The reception at Provincetown, where we opened the festival there, was incredible. I mean, it's the only time I felt like a rock star was walking down the streets the days after the screening. Everyone's coming up to me, thanking me for making it and taking photos. Like, there's so much love in the air for it that, you know, we couldn't ask for more, basically.
Sure. I mean, you do a great job honoring the Rocky Horror fans, which are Legion
Right.
here in the United States. Is it the same in other parts of the country? Is it the same in England where the fans, present the basically the entire show in front of the screen?
To be honest, the stage show is way more popular than the movie in England.
Yeah. Oh,
Like
yeah.
the movie might only play once in a while in different theaters, but the stage show constantly tours year round. Basically, there's never a stage production not running, basically, in England. And the same for Australia as well. And now that stage production has gone to Oslo. I think they've done a tour in France. So the stage production is quite popular outside of the United States. Yeah.
There are a few shows that can say that, but
Yeah.
that the film is really popular,
Yeah.
and the stage show is
Yeah.
equally as popular around the world.
Yeah.
Of course, the stage show pops up here in the United States in
Yeah.
smaller regional theaters, but
Yeah.
it's really thrilling. It's coming back to Broadway, so
Yeah. Yeah, just
I need to
it's going to
plan a
outlive
trip
us
to New
all.
York.
Rocky is going to outlive us all. This is do you know that TV show Station 11? Did you ever see that?
Oh, yes.
So there's a yeah, it's on HBO. It's kind of like 30 years in the future, kind of an apocalyptic kind of scenario, and they have a traveling touring stage group that goes around, like, would essentially be like the Great Lakes or Long Island or something like that. It stops at different places every weekend and they perform Hamlet. And while I was watching the show, I was like, yeah, they're performing Hamlet on Friday, but probably on Saturday, they're performing Rocky Horror. And I think that that's the kind of longevity it's gonna have. Like, it's just gonna, as long as there's humans on Earth, Rocky will be performed.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
So when you're doing research for the film, did you come across any things that were really surprising to you?
I nothing's too surprising, but some of the B-roll footage we got was incredible. Like there's one where there's this very attractive woman sitting on this guy's shoulders, and she goes, "It's great to be doing this instead of anything else." And she goes, "It's great, right?" And then the whole crowd around her erupts, and I'm like, "Oh my God, that's so amazing." And then there's another one. She goes at the beginning of the film, she goes, "It's not a movie, it's a way of life." And so there's all these little things. I'm like, oh my goodness, finding those things to like punctuate the movie and the vibe. Oh, and then at the end of the movie, just before Susan Sarandon starts talking, she goes, she goes, "I couldn't go dressed up like this, you know." She goes, "Yeah, or anywhere else." And she goes, "Yeah, it wouldn't be safe, right?" And so that's such a nice thing to convey. Like, there's a safe place for people, a community built for people who felt different, who felt marginalized. I can't think of another work of art, an album, a movie, a stage play, a song that has tangibly saved lives like Rocky has. There was a guy who came up to me after South by Southwest. We did the Q&A. He came up to the stage and knelt down, and he was shaking tons. I go, "What's wrong?" He goes, "Well, 32 years ago, my wife and I met at Rocky Horror. And my wife wanted to tell you and your dad that if it wasn't for Rocky Horror, she wouldn't be alive today." And so that story is conveyed to me time and again. I venture a guess that it's probably somewhere in the hundreds of thousands of lives that Rocky has saved. You know, people might not believe me, might think, well, at the most, it's tens of thousands. But, you know, it's three generations of people that we're talking about here, over 50 years. And yeah, it's had a noticeable impact on the world and our culture. And on the surface, it just seems like this frivolous adolescent dream, when in reality, it's touched people far deeper than that.
Yes. The longevity is absolutely astounding.
Unparalleled.
Yes, it really is. It truly is.
Yeah.
It's easily the best known, I think, cult film. I think the term was created, the cult film was created as a term to explain Rocky Horror. I don't really remember that. I have a film degree, so this is why I can
Yeah.
pontificate, but
No, of course.
it was Rocky Horror, and then, oh, these other films are also cult films. Freaks, we can call a cult film, Red Shoes.
Right. And also, it's And we didn't even talk about, we were talking about the influences of Rocky from 50s music and stuff. B movies featured heavily into that. That was my dad's love, And so, yeah, there's two really interesting facts. It's the longest running theatrical release in the history of cinema, 50 years. Second place is like a year and a half. It's like The Godfather or something. And then the other thing that's astounding is that it saved movie theaters all across the Midwest in the 70s because they could rely on full packed houses on Friday and Saturday night, and that sustained movies. So what a wonderful full circle thing that is that the 50s B movies inspired my dad. My dad writes an homage to 50s B movies, and that movie ends up saving the cinemas that he would have seen his B movies in. It's really quite. When you start looking at all the different influences that Rocky has had, I mean, it goes on for days. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, such a wonderful film. Such, your film also, but Rocky Horror and the stage show.
Yeah.
Just absolute, like you said, joy, bliss.
Yeah.
There are heavy themes, but in the end, you can always enjoy yourself watching Rocky Horror or seeing.
Yeah, we saw a mid they had a midnight screen no, well they had a screening of the original movie at the Provincetown Film Festival. So I saw it with lots of people who hadn't seen it before, and it was crazy watching it again. Their mouths are wide open at all the different scenes and everything. Yeah, it was super fun.
I mean, that was sort of the thing in Chicago, maybe a couple years after the film was released in 76, and Siskel and Ebert, started noticing what was happening at the midnight screenings and reporting on it and doing reviews of the film. And, it was just growing, growing, growing. I mean, I think at some point they had two screenings on Friday and Saturday night.
Right.
But, the concept of here are the virgins, they've never seen it before. And it wasn't ridiculing them. It was like, oh, you're in for something special,
I mean, everyone who came up to me in Provincetown always told me the story of when they first saw it. It's burned on their brain like their first kiss or when they lost their virginity. It's that vivid, that story. And so, yeah, it just countless. Like, they say, oh, I had to put my Rocky clothes underneath my real clothes. I had to climb out of my window. My friends were waiting for me. It's story after story.
Absolutely, absolutely. Getting on the bus, trying to be safe, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, great. It's so wonderful that you're enjoying this moment with all of these fans.
Yeah.
We really appreciate that you've made this film.
It's so nice because everyone loves Rocky so much, and they're always looking for new ways to appreciate it and celebrate it. And so to be able to make something which gives them the very thing that they're looking for is really quite, it's an honor, basically. I'm full of gratitude.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it took you about 3 years to make the film.
Yeah, I came up with the idea in May of 2022, and where it's been, it's doing the rounds at the festival circuit, now right now. So yeah, 3 years.
Does your father love the film?
Yeah, I mean, I could see he's not very effusive in his praise of anything, but I did FaceTime with him right after he saw it, and you could see the tears in his eyes and hear the appreciation in his voice. So yeah, it was great. And I'm flying out to New Zealand in a week because we're going to watch it together for the first time at the opening of the Dock Edge Film Festival there. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Is the film a huge hit in New Zealand also?
What, the original Rocky movie?
Yes, in the shows.
Yeah, I mean, because he's kind of a de facto New Zealander. That's where he grew up from 8 to 24. So yeah, they hold him as one of their own, and he has that statue in Hamilton. So yeah, they love him there.
Is that where the statue is?
Yeah.
I
So yeah, that's where we shot it.
I've ever seen the statue. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's designed by the people from Weta who did Lord of the Rings. It's
Oh,
their yeah, so it's like this amazing bronze huge statue
wow.
in the middle of Hamilton.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Well, congratulations, and again, thank you from all the Pixie fans. We love you for it.
Thank you. That's very nice to hear, Gary. And then I'll be interested. Drop me an email and let me know how the reception was at Frameline.
Oh, you're not going to be able to come.
I can't because I got to be in New Zealand.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh,
Yeah.
it's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
Oh, I'll tell you, it's going to be amazing.
that's great. I can't wait.
Very good, Linus. Best
Excellent.
wishes, and come back when you're working on a new dock, or you're
Yeah,
still.
I would love to. I live in LA. I'm always in San
Oh,
Francisco. I love
nice.
it so much. So yeah, I would. It's a real shame I can't be there with you guys.
Very good, and much love to your father too.
All right, will do. Cheers,
Okay.
Gary.
All right. Thank you so
Take
much.
care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye bye.